This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. John Feinstein joins us at 8. Don't want to miss the Feinstein interview at 8 o'clock. Scott Abraham from ABC7 joins us at 9 as we dive deeper into this Commanders-Buccaneers playoff game Sunday night. Which, of course, is the third game on Sunday. This is kind of like a great stretch of football.
Mm-hmm.
For 5 days, you had college football semifinal last night. You have college football semifinal tonight. Then you have NFL playoffs on Saturday, NFL playoffs on Sunday, NFL playoffs on Monday.
Do you think the Texans feel disrespected that they're always put as the Saturday matinee game?
The first game?
I think it's like eight straight playoff appearances. They get that first game, which is always kind of the dud time slot.
Well, they're the dud team of the playoffs.
Right, I mean, so
if you had to rank the 14 teams in the playoffs playing this weekend, they'd be near the bottom, if not the worst team.
Look, I understand it, but like, if you're a Texans fan or if you work for the team or if you're a player, you probably feel a little bit disrespected.
I mean, they
don't
only
get the prime time spot.
They're the only home team that's a dog.
Right.
Because the Chargers are favored.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but that is true. Thinking about how many times they played in the middle
of the
day.
Saturday, 3:30. They always draw that time spot.
Hmm.
It's kind of weird.
4:30 game, yeah.
4:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're the networks, you're going to start off by saying, okay, who do we want in prime time? Want Jaden Daniels in prime time? Want Lamar Jackson in prime time?
Mm-hmm.
Want Sam Darnold and Justin Jefferson in prime time?
Jason, remember, the Steelers-Ravens game is on prime.
It is on prime.
You have to remember that. When you're searching around for it, just remember it's on prime.
So annoying to find all those games. And then that's even for local people that don't have, like, they got it. That's the only way.
As far as I know.
Sometimes, like, it's on ESPN, mm-hmm. but it'll also be on, like,
oh, I don't think this one's
Channel 9 or whatever.
This one's offered over the air unless you have prime.
Yeah. But, I mean, who doesn't at this point?
None of the other games are on Prime, though, right?
I think just Ravens Steelers.
That was the only one. Okay.
Didn't they have a game on Peacock last year?
They did.
Maybe.
Yes.
Peacock, Netflix, Prime.
I think it might have been the Chiefs game. Like one of the early Chiefs games was on
Tilting.
Peacock.
The Amazon thing has overwhelmed our lives. I don't know. I showed tremendous restraint. I don't know, because there were about 3 or 4 days where most of us were housebound, mm-hmm. other than just coming to work here. I got to imagine you guys are like, Mike, where typically when that happens, what do people end up doing? They just buy stuff on Amazon.
Just online shopping?
Just online shop because there's nothing. They're just bored. I think we you guys
you're
don't
the
do
ultimate
that?
Consumer.
Not
no.
just me, my kids. Oh, no. I need this. I
oh,
need
believe
this.
Me,
I
see it.
Yeah. When people I see are, it. I think it's a general. I don't think I'm an outlier. My family's an outlier. I think when people are just kind of stuck in their house, there's not much to do, they online shop. Yeah. I really think that's a
and
thing.
And it's a dopamine
I don't know
hit.
If,
it's a dopamine
I don't know
hit.
If it's because my kids are bored. I think they're just addicted to it.
That too.
It's just so easy.
It gets yeah. exponential, though, when you're like locked in your house.
Yeah.
You know?
I got to tell you, my wife and kids are really pissed off at me because they went up to New York City. My younger daughter has this job seminar thing. She's mm-hmm.
Looking for a job.
Yeah, it's put on by the National Retail Federation, long story short, but going up there, a bunch of companies.
This is the fashion thing she's into, right?
Yeah, guest speakers, and then she does these mini interviews with a bunch of different companies. And it's based at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square.
Okay.
All right.
And so my wife said, you know what, we got to get a hotel pretty close to the Marriott Marquis because, you know, she's going to be walking back and forth. She's got to be there all day today and all day tomorrow.
Okay.
So I said, all right, well, I go to hotels.com and sure. I just look at the map.
Oh, you booked him a number, didn't you?
I mean, you got him I should have looked at the reviews.
Oh, you definitely have to look. That's the first thing you have
to look
at.
I know, I didn't. I panicked and I just booked one. It's called the Millennium Garbage Hotel. They should change the name.
What is the problem?
It's just dirty and old and it's just nothing works.
They're disgusted.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously if you go
is
into.
Is there like bed bugs and stuff? Are they worried about
no,
that?
No, but they look for bed bugs. Luckily, there's no bed bugs.
Uh-huh.
But they said that the mattresses are old and uncomfortable. Anyway, they're going to be there 3 nights and they are pissed at me.
Yeah.
I said, but you know what, girls? I had to get a hotel very close to the Marquee.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about these hotels.
Why didn't they book it?
Because he's in charge them. Of the, he's in charge
it's unbelievable.
Of
the,
no, because they asked me to book it.
Okay.
How yeah. much is the? Are you paying for even for this trash hotel? Like $300 a night?
It's three something a night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's $1,000 for 3 nights.
Yeah.
And
it shouldn't be like that,
it's,
but yeah.
It's a terrible hotel.
The Continental Breakfast.
Times Square. I mean, it's so hurtful.
It's Times Square. I hate Times Square. Hate it.
I'm not a fan of Times Square either.
Way yeah. too many people.
But
way
I mean, I could have sent him to the St. Regis, which is $1,200 a night.
No, you're not doing that.
I ain't doing that. No. I said, you know what? All you got to do is sleep there. You're not going to be in the room for most of the
they
weekend.
They would not be able to live where my son lives in Chinatown. Yeah.
They, yeah.
They would not survive it.
Hey, so what happened to
the
dog
but they
this
are
morning?
Pissed off.
He literally walks by rats
yeah.
to get to his door to walk up.
Oh, I guarantee you my wife and daughters are walking by rats yeah. to get
Jason,
into this hotel.
What happened to the dog this morning? You kept asking us you were going to bring in the dog. What happened?
I just thought about it, and it was just
pain
it was too
ass.
Much of a pain. And then when I found out Channel 9 was going to be in here, it would have been a distraction.
Yeah.
So
you would have been
stressed
there's
out. Enough going yeah. on with USA not WUSA 9 in here.
So I bailed on that. So I took her for a walk this morning. Hopefully she did her business early. Hopefully she's good for another 7 hours. Or no, another 4.5 hours.
So is that what you like when you're a dog owner, you have to
she's on a routine, man. That dogs are all about routines.
I got it. Does she have like a dog? She's too big, so you can't have like a doggy door type thing. So
no.
What does
she's
she do? She just waits.
He doesn't
and
have
and
a
wait.
Fence.
Yeah,
he can't even. If,
yeah,
even
but
no,
you
have
could.
A
you could have an electric fence. He could in theory. Could
yeah,
right?
But yeah. I don't have. Yeah, I don't have a doggy door for her to go out.
Now, are there? Do they make doggy doors for dogs that are that big?
I don't.
So
know.
That you have a little freedom.
I mean,
you don't
I, would
have to,
I would assume, but.
I'm just asking.
I mean,
you
we never thought
most
about
people
that.
That have dogs, when the dog needs to go out, if you have a fence or an invisible fence, you just get up and you let the dog out.
No,
and,
I know, no. But like, if,
but
I'm
if you're gone
away,
for
yeah,
several
yeah,
hours,
I'm going to play golf. Yeah, my wife's at work, and then I want to go have drinks and dinner with the boys. Now I got to go home and take out the dog.
Or you hire
put a bullet.
No,
in my
I.
Head.
A lot of people do.
Or you hire Rover to come over, and then somebody will.
So I got to pay more money. I've been hemorrhaging
yeah.
money.
No, I'm not doing that. So
yeah.
If it's not a neighbor, I mean, look, it's very. Rare that
I can't ever have a pet.
It's very
pets
rare.
Are expensive.
That,
like if you don't want more expenses, don't get it.
They're
don't
expensive,
get a dog.
But also like it's so overwhelming the burden.
Like if I go to the vet with my dog and the charge is only like $125,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm stealing. See what I'm saying? Like sometimes the bills yeah. are way higher. Like if they tell me, oh yeah, your visit here today for the tech appointment, whatever, is $85. I want to throw a party.
So
yeah.
I'll give you an example. But I'll give you an example,
bill.
Jason. You could comment on this. So after the show today, I got a little time to kill. Mm-hmm. And then I'm meeting my boys up at the club. And we're going to hit in the sim for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And have lunch and just hang out. It's a Friday.
All right.
If I was you, I'd have to go home first and let out the dog.
Correct.
Nightmare.
But
where's your wife?
Let's just say she was working.
Okay. See, my wife doesn't work. So usually she's home. It's very rare that she's out of town for 3 days. So it's just rare that I would have to take my dog out at 3:30 or race home after work to do that.
So my wife works, 5 days a week, but, three days from home, 2 days from work, whatever.
It's fine. I mean, I do have to race home.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
I guess you just get used to it.
I was going to take her here, but it worked out. Hopefully.
Yeah. Part of life. Anytime you go out. I mean, it can be a built-in excuse. Like, Cakes came over for New Year's Eve.
You know
Eve.
What? He likes it. It's a built-in excuse.
But he had to back to deal with his dog.
Yeah, correct. Like and that. Also.
And it works hand in hand. It was 9:30.
I do have to say
the witching hour was coming close, so I had to get out of there.
I don't know if Cakes is going. Sometimes he does. But we do this Kris Kringle, the homies Kris Kringle Christmas party, which is Saturday. It's tomorrow at Tommy's house in Columbia. Mm-hmm. And Eric's going out of town, so he's not going to be there.
So literally the first one I've missed, Jason duffs them occasionally. The first one I've missed in like 30 years.
I haven't duffed them that much. Maybe one in the last 10 years.
A couple.
Well, anyway, might be a couple.
Oh, this is a pre-duff. This is the pre-duff.
Well, because laying the foundation.
No, because first of all, it's supposed to snow in the morning, so the roads, I don't know about this.
It's barely going to snow.
We're going to get 2 inches.
No, but it's enough of an excuse.
He lives they in said a different
two,
area. Yeah.
They said 2 to 3 inches.
But the sun's going to come out and melt it. I actually heard the weather report.
I hope. Yeah. I just don't want to deal with the roads and then the traffic to get all the way to Columbia from Ashburn. Mm-hmm. It's going to take me an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah. He's duffing. Yeah.
And then I get my dog. I'm not bringing my dog to Tommy's, so I gotta have to race back home.
You actually
so
could bring the dog to Tommy's.
I might be duffing.
Take the might be out
you know
of
what?
There.
You go for me.
I'm gonna go
or JP
as
go
a proxy.
Me. Go for me.
I went last year, and I, for whatever reason, I couldn't find Tommy's house. I just couldn't.
Did you bail?
I went, but I literally
went to the wrong court.
It was cold. It was the coldest night ever.
It was.
It was
cold,
miserable. Yeah. Like,
did you have the address?
Yes, but my stupid ways was, I think
it was all functioning.
Whatever
it was so
for whatever
cold.
Reason, I was like 2 or 3 blocks off from where his house was, and I was ready to just punt and just go home because I couldn't find it. But luckily, I got guided in and eventually found it.
That does happen sometimes. I wonder if it's like the cold or something. I was driving around the other day, and my GPS it wasn't locking in on where I was. Has
Plus,
this ever
he lives in a
you?
Weird. He lives in a weird spot. Where all of the houses, it's just Columbia's just kind of weird in certain spots, and he lives
They're
in one
condensed.
Of the weird spots.
It's a very condensed neighborhood.
They're all close to each other.
I'm making an excuse for my inability
to find
his
place. But I mean, if you have an address,
place.
You have an address. I mean, I don't know how.
I know.
It doesn't make any sense how you couldn't find it. And then all you got to do is call Tommy. Tommy, right. Where exactly am I?
I was doing that, and nobody was picking up. I was a stranger in a strange land, stranded.
Oh. Right.
Anyway.
Stranded in Columbia.
So that's, I just want to lay the groundwork.
Yeah, what is the latest? Because we are...
Mr. Bickle, I'm laying the groundwork.
I know, I see you. They're going to be distraught.
That'll be fine.
People
no, because
will get
it's
over
too,
it.
Now it's going to look like we're big time in it.
Who are the luminaries that always go? Like Pastry.
Horsey.
Squirrel.
Johnny Horsey. Squirrel.
His brothers.
Yeah.
Buck.
I don't know. Just one of your brothers, I guess. Roosie.
Ross. Mark would occasionally show up.
Yeah. And then Bucky.
So all those are rotating. It's a rotating cast.
Rotating crew. Yeah. And it's the first one I've missed. Mm-hmm. And it's getting harder because, as your kids
Did the Bowman
older,
show up? There's three.
No. We didn't really go. I didn't really hang out with them in the college.
I don't know if those Venn diagrams intersect.
Yeah.
Tom Healy occasionally shows up.
Tom will show up occasionally if he's in town.
Yeah.
I'll invite him. But it's a good thing. It's like we've been doing it for 30 years. Just the guys, college guys, get together, hang out. Because,
it's harder to get together as you get older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you kind of got to make a point of doing it. As I said to Tommy, Tommy said, I'm probably the only guy that he's talked to in the last 6 months. And I've called him a few times. It's not like we're doing a million things together. It's like, it's weird. As you get older.
I actually never talked to him. I just text him.
You just don't.
You get more insulated. With
you get more insulated.
With your own crew.
And you get more with your own S.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you've got kids, your kids got activities, then, I mean, you're going to a basketball game of a boyfriend.
Yeah, with the
in
family.
In New York City.
Right. Yeah.
And then next week, I could say next week, but next week my daughter has something in Raleigh, North Carolina.
That's the way it works.
you know.
And the Steelers Ravens game starts at 8:00. I want to watch it.
Oh, so, that's what it is. So if I stay
through dinner, I mean, I'm gonna have to leave during the game.
You don't care.
You'd have to watch it in the morning. You'd be forced to watch it on Tommy's bubble TV, which you don't want to do.
I think he's got a good TV. I think he's got a legit TV.
The funny joke is he's got a bunch of bubble TVs.
Well, he used
it downstairs.
It looked like the Myers.
I think he's got decent TVs.
No, he has regular TVs down there now.
Yeah.
But he's got a bunch of them.
The Horsies and the Myers did have something in common.
What? Above ground pool.
Both had above ground pools.
Hey, you know what? You don't know the above ground pool, but I bet when it's 93 degrees and sticky in July.
You're jumping in it.
I had many a birthday parties at above ground pool.
I bet you did. You know, I have to go to the Dina because I've driven past it. I've never really been in Pasadena.
Oh, you would love it, Eric.
Because I feel the way you hype it is that I would like it more than like Lewisdale where Horsey grew up. I mean, there's nothing good about Lewisdale.
You would love Pasadena.
Right, yeah, I live in Pasadena.
Right.
Now, certain parts, not so much.
Right.
But I'd steer you in the right direction.
I think Pastry lives in the Dina now, right? Doesn't he?
He does. He lives probably down.
He lives right on the water.
Yeah, down near like Bodkin Creek.
Yeah. You got a beautiful place out there.
Yeah, you'll get ice for that part.
His mortgage ain't beautiful.
What are you doing?
His mortgage stinks.
Interest rates are horrific.
You should see what he's spending on his mortgage.
Yeah.
Doesn't Tommy work in the mortgage biz? Couldn't hook him?
Can't get him a better rate.
When the rates are high,
he can't mess with the gov.
When the rates are 7%.
I know nothing about mortgage rates. I know very little about refinancing. But man, did I refied at the sweet spot.
Yeah,
my mortgage rate... If I showed Cassidy my mortgage rate, he might keel over. Yeah. He might grab his heart and say, this is the big one.
3%? Maybe lower?
Sub 3%.
Yeah, that's nice.
Is it 2?
Basically getting free money.
Yeah, don't ever lose
that
one.
They're like, it's free money. Would you like it? And I say, yes, please give me more free money.
Right.
Yeah, you ain't going to see 3% anytime soon.
I know.
If ever.
I'm well aware. Trust me. I know.
You know how many dock bars you'd be sized to go to, Eric?
I would like that. I would probably be a full blown alkie.
Is Pasadena like the dock bar capital of the state of Maryland?
No, like Annapolis has a billion.
Right.
Edgewater has a billion.
But they probably have more per cap
than anybody else. Like, what's the.
There's a Mike's that's down there.
But it's different than the Mike's.
It's different than the Mike's that's in Annapolis.
Right, yeah, I live in Pasadena.
There's a rumor reel that's on the water. You can take the boat out and go to Donnelly's.
Did your parents did? You used to have a boat, right?
Yeah, it's in the front yard. Still have it.
Is it still in the front yard?
We actually have two boats. We have one in the front, one in the back.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Matching boats. Like
you have a boat in your front yard?
Yeah. And it's got a big old blue tarp on it.
One.
Is it in the driveway at least?
No. When I say it's in the yard, it's on the left side of the house in the yard.
Because there's no room to put it anywhere else.
No, you can't fit that thing in the driveway.
But why don't your dad just, why doesn't he put it like another normal human
extend
in like storage?
The driveway.
Or in storage. Like
it's cheaper. Storage. It's cheaper to
keep it. That's what people do. They
wrap their boat and they keep it,
in
storage.
Lift somewhere.
Yeah, on a lift.
Oh, okay.
And then when it's time to put it back
in its
slip.
They go in there, they just put it in the water.
You know, cheaper to keep it on the side of the house.
I know, exactly.
They don't charge you to keep it on the side of your house.
So you don't have a community thing or whatever,
what
right?
Do you mean a community?
HOA.
A community
dog. HOA. They're not going
to. There's HOA, but it's peanuts.
So they don't care that there's a boat
in
the front
yard. It's fine. You have your boat on the side of your house.
That community has so many boats, so many RVs, so many golf carts in their front yard.
Oh, golf carts?
Yeah, golf carts.
So where do the people take the golf carts?
They ride around the community.
Take it to Compass Point, EB.
Yeah, but hold on. Do you take it not to a golf course, just in
right,
the...
Right, yeah, I live in
just like to drive around the community.
To drive drunk to like a dock bar.
Hop in, let's go to Pizza Raven.
Can you drive drunk to a dock bar in a golf cart?
No. This is what our community did. All right, the Sylvan View, silly community.
Okay,
grew up there, it's awesome.
Right.
There's a guy that's probably 100 yards, 200 yards that lives from us, built his own bar. And he attaches it to the golf cart and drives it up to the community beach.
He's got a mobile bar.
Yeah, so you have it right at the water.
And he's got a liquor license.
It's all the dads in the community.
Is he selling the drinks or he just
No, you're in the community. You're part of the crew.
So he'll make you whatever
drink you
want.
He started it during COVID when all the bars shut down. He built his own bar out of wood.
You got to have their alcohol, man.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a legit square bar, attached it to the golf cart, drove it up to the community beach, and basically made his own dock bar.
Amazing. That guy's an entrepreneur.
And he just provides all the alcohol. Does he get tips? Does he accept tips?
I'm sure people chip in.
Yeah. It gets expensive, man. If you got your own bar, it's a lot, and everybody man. Just glomming on your drinks.
We might have to do a road trip to Pasadena.
Sure. Why not?
I'd be up for it.
I was last there for a Dance Moms event about 15 years ago.
Jeez. In the Dina?
Yeah. Took Kelsey to some sort of dance studio there to get autographs of these ladies who scream at their kids.
That's a horrible
day. That's in Long Point Hall right next to the library.
All right. How far away do you live from a Ross?
No Ross.
You have a Marshalls?
Yeah, that's in Glen Burnie.
Marshalls is okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ross is the worst of the worst.
Stay away from Ross.
Gotta take a break. When we come back, how much are we going to see Jaden Daniels run in this game against Tampa, and how bad of a defense are they against running quarterbacks? We tackle that next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.